I can look at this and I know it is a fantasy story.
Some students at the Frank Sedita School were seated on carpet with polka dot colors, engaged in a question and answer lesson with their teacher, Maggie Chappelle. She's been teaching for 5 years in the school district through Teach for America. The organization's executive director, Katie Campos, says this funding will allow the organization to continue recruiting teachers from diverse backgrounds.
And so when we're recruiting people, we're sharing with them the very real problem of educational inequity, and they are the type of leaders who want to be a part of the solution. And so they're pulled into this work because they believe that this is something that they can contribute to fixing in their lifetimes.
There's now a big emphasis on bringing in diversity to help students relate to educators and improve their academic performance. Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash says the partnership has benefited the district and students enormously over the last 5 years.
It's a rigorous process, and you have to recruit and you have to find places to live. The West Side, for example, is on the up with housing, and so we, even right now, for example, we have 12 members here live nearby if you can, and it makes it even better to forge those relationships with the students if you live in the community of where they live. And so that's the kind of spirit and the kind of strategy we're going to do going forward. Hopefully these dollars will help with some of that.
First Niagara Foundation Executive Director Elizabeth Gurney says they are committed as a community stakeholder to continue supporting city students.
It's helping recruit young people to come into the teaching field and to get the training and the wraparound services that Teach for America provides. We have a growing group of them now, so we have an alumni base here in Buffalo, so they have that support. And I'm not sure the exact number, but I know several are Teach for America principals in our Buffalo Public Schools right now, so there's a really strong partnership and pipeline, and those are diverse young people that are going into teaching and going into administrative positions.
Teach for America currently has a network of more than 120 people in city schools specializing in English as a new language, bilingual, and STEM. The teachers must commit to remain in city schools for at least 2 years. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.